It's Raz FM with Alicia Keys. Come for me. And you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. So this evening, we're having a conversation about the implications of lying on your CV. But here's the great part. I'm putting you in the shoes of the employer. For one thing, funu bempat. Yadi utohlon paba patu sympathize. Nabo ngobi role yekpatabandu is not an easy one. And sometimes I feel like we forget that they're human beings. Just imagine nje so ungumphathi njengoba ngikwenda mphathi namuhla sitodila nalena ungumphathi, you are dealing with all sorts of characters, others with their own mental issues, gonge kubukene nawe, and you have to deal with everyone according to what is necessary. But wena ungumuntu loyi-one, nawe uyabuva buhlungu, nawe uyadzinwa, nawe uyahluthuka, nawe uyaba netinkinga, nawe lamanye amalanga uye emsebentini uhlangahlangene. But the reality is, you are expected to play that role and to the best of your abilities every day. Ngoba as imphathi, the slightest mistake could cost the company a lot. Uyayibona mari role baphathi ukuthi kahle-kahle befanele ngabe sibathengela amabhlomu. Nema chocolate smikise sithe lesilulo hledi kuso lesi uma sisikhuluma liqiniso sikhaliswa mjolo angathi ukuthi wena ngoba phela kufana nokuthi sibantu bakho songela ujola nathi sonke soyi 20 nalo fanele understand nalo fanele udile naye according to their personality and hey ningabantu ningaboni bantu labanye bashatshwa di through questioning caba ngamphathi wakho on a daily. So when I'm party this evening, the question being, if you were a boss, would you fire someone for lying on their CV? Let me know on the station's Facebook page, it's RazFM943, and you know what to do. But yes, you can absolutely get fired for lying on your CV. Misrepresenting your qualifications, experience, or other information on your CV is considered a serious breach of trust and can be grounds for termination. And employers often conduct background checks and verify information. And if discrepancies are found, it can lead to a dismissal. So, in as much as we do get desperate and the unemployment rate is high, but it's a mini thing twice before ukhuluma manga ngoba ungathola ukuthi lona liqiniso belida kungenisa ungene seba discover so ungenile ukuthi ukhulume manga eyisana uyabona usenkinga kangakanani. Now why lying on your CV can lead to dismissal. Good breach of trust. Employers rely on the information provided in a CV to assess a candidate's suitability for a role. So lying on your CV undermines this trust and is a serious breach of professional ethics. Unjust enrichment. If an employer discovers that an employee was hired based on a misrepresentation, they may have grounds to claim unjust enrichment, meaning the employee shouldn't have been entitled to the salary or benefits received and could be required to repay them. You see where the danger is. Potential legal consequences. In some cases, depending on the severity and nature of the misrepresentation, lying on your CV could even lead to criminal charges like fraud or forgery. You see where the danger is. You see where the danger is. Now, impact of performance and reputation. If you lie about your skills or experience, you may not be able to perform the job duties adequately, leading to lower performance and potentially harming your reputation within the company. So you see why kubalulekile ukuthi ube honest ku CV kuze ukuthi nabo uma ngabe babona ukuthi udinga inqetho batok assist, because there are people who are passionate about assisting and helping their employees to grow and advance in the skills that they have. So when uqhamuka la uthi hey mina ngine experience mina ngiyashaya mina ngiyashaya but uma sebakubekile fieldini uyabonakala ukuthi hey you yeah it's not make sure. Uyabona ukuthi manje seyinkinga ngoba ungathola ukuthi imphathi wakho bekatokuqasha just for having potential bese soyakusida in developing the skills that you have, but nyalo ngoba so breached trust and now you're not only potentially harming your reputation, you're potentially harming the reputation of the company because the performance pillar it's about the bottom line. So if now you are a threat to the bottom line and we get paid by achieving the bottom line, you've created a bit of a challenge. Now, employers' right to terminate. Many employment contracts contain clauses allowing employers to terminate employees for misconduct, including dishonesty or misrepresentation. lying on your CV could fall under this category. Now, according to Labour Guide South Africa, examples of common CV misrepresentations are misrepresenting education credentials, claiming degrees or certificates that you don't actually have, exaggerating work experience, inflating job titles, responsibilities, or the length of time worked at a previous employer, falsifying references, creating fake references or using real references without their knowledge or consent. Now, layer falsifying, it's a warning kakhulu mangabe uthi wena utosebenzisa abangani uthi mngani vuma ukuthi wena umphathi wami wale la bengisebenza khona before ngoba umphathi wami wale vele besingabani. Hey, ibe siba i-challenge, which it brings us to the importance of building good relations nebaphathi. Asesibahlonipheni baphathi bethu. Ngoba lesi sikhathi wena utobhala lo mbhalile kanzi la uyakhona lo muntu uyayadla company boyisebenzela before athi uyacheck mina ngidomfonela directly ngisibuka kunemuntu la ngiyambona ukuthi une potential ufuna umsebenzi beka ngumuntu lo njani avele lo yakhulume liqiniso kuthi athi uyabona nasongtshela lo longtshela kona phela kahle kahle bekabhale nemanga la but mina ngoba ngimbona ngathi une potential ngathi ngidokuqonza I'm going to overlook that so no yeah there's a lot to be concerned about with this character is concerned uyabona ukuthi so unenkingi and uma ngabe futhi na kuma qualifications uthi wena une degree they are able to call i alumni yala wena u graduate khona so ukuthi dothi wena ya nga graduate but qualification yam njanjanja they can trace that they can call and confirm ne alumni yalapho ukuthi niyamathi umuntu lososo babanike the ID number yakho ngoba iID copy khona ba check ek system bathokozo asimathi ukuthi isho yakuphi mara la akazanga and ungaba nenkinga if the institution also wants to take legal action against you for claiming to be a member of the alumni kube awubhilongi kubo ngoba naso uhamba wenda makoporoshi konke la it brings them to disrepute ukuthi ulabafundzele abathi lutho. Well, but now my challenge is, you see where the danger is. So I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment. Kuthi, when I'm being a boss, nice situation, mhlambe you start picking it up either in performance or for some reason, I want to verify. It's just something that doesn't sit right with me. You know, uthi I verify, I would tell you, kuthi, no, man, lomuntu unemanga lo. Hey, lomuntu unemanga. Would you fire them for lying on their CV? If you were their boss, or ungas shame, shosi indlala bese imadima vele bese kude shame bese kazamile nkosi yamnyumvana asihlale phansi sikhulume ngimtshele ukuthi from now on I'm keeping a very close eye on you. I don't want you to disappoint me because you know what I've had to overlook and the risk I'm taking by keeping you. Wena njani? Let me know on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise FM 943, but for now it's Mafikizolo Masithokoze ku Rise FM. It's Rise FM with Mary J. Blige, MJB, the MVP, featuring 50 Cent on that one. And you still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. And njengoba bengishilo, if you missed it, ngikufake ticathulo ntemphathi. Umphathi namuhla, we are solving a problem. The question is, if you were a boss, would you fire someone for lying on their CV? And this is what you had to say on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. Mpendulo Kake Grayson with Ola Fezile. Sometimes you have to lie in order to live and make significant gains. So I'll understand because they're not your typical lies, just white lies. My answer is a big no, I won't. SB Nkuna, it's a tough one because it depends on the type of job. Others might hurt themselves with working tools they lie to have knowledge about. But if it's a normal lie, more like skills or being physically fit while you can't run 2 kilometers, I would give them a warning. Enoch Prongwenyama Jr., it depends ukuthi simdinga kangakanani and ubaluleke kangakanani ku company. If not, gede. Lindoman Madonsela, yes, I would. Why should we lie? Honesty will make you strong enough. Menji Dlamini uthi, not at all. Being the good guy that I am would probably help them to grow. Fikile Mhlongo uthi, I'll first ask why he lied. If he's doing a good job, I won't fire him. Nhlekazi Maseko uthi, of course not. Zoto Emelina uthi, no, we all lie because there's a reason. Ephraim Ri uthi, ishiyaza ngazi mthini. Yeah, it's a tough one. That's why ngithi, just thinking about the unemployment rate makes this a very difficult position to be in. Pamela Vilakazi uthi, I'd strongly consider firing someone for lying on their CV, especially if the lie was about something crucial to the job. For instance, qualification, past experience, or skills they have acquired. Trust and integrity are essential in any working relationship. Nhlanhla Isaac, indeed, imagine an uneducated doctor doing surgery, or a quantity surveyor surveying same spot, fired. Mfihlo Magesh, yes, really hate liars. Simpiwe Switch Innocent, what's important is the commitment that person is showing. If he or she knows the job well, knows and does the job well, I don't see any reason why I should fire that person. A paper is just a bonus. Bali Malemas, of course not. Zweli Bean Dulu, I will want to know why first. I would want to know first why they lied. Manele Prince, yes, that's fraud. Hashtag RiseFM. Sekani Stelo King, honestly, I have a soft spot and so sensitive, so I won't fire that particular person. The South African system is so corrupt already. Others are doing shocking stuff, especially those in high places. Predictors, Ngosi, not at all. Some people are skilled with no working experience. I'd focus on their skills. If they can do the job as expected, I don't see any necessity for dismissing them. Mseto RSA, nope, we use lies to survive at some point. But if criminals could argue the same thing, I think then we'd have to have people released from prison based on why they were doing what they were doing. We lie to survive. Then finally, let's understand because others are stealing to survive. Why, I guess, corruption. But kudos to people in management positions. Yeah, I'm 7 doing ulkun. That's why I born a jail for long. I'm not allowed to long long. Yo, there's professional ethics, and there's my heart. Do I switch off my heart and follow what needs to be followed in any procedure, or in any job? I don't know if this person won't disappoint me. Le pambil, mshambeni tsi mina aisha la ende loku.